T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Oldenburg, please tell us why you're holding this forum on the opioid epidemic.
Well, in our region and in our community, the opioid epidemic is certainly something that continues to be an area of concern. And as a school district and community partner in the city of Tonawanda, we believe it's important to continue to bring awareness to these issues. Earlier this year, we have had awareness seminars for social media and internet use and also mental health. We are closing up the year with a session on the opioid abuse in our region and in our community.
What are your expectations for this event on Wednesday?
We hope through partnering with the mayor's office here in the city of Tonawanda, with other agencies in Erie County and in our community, that we're able to bring more discussion, bring more awareness to signs, symptoms, and other concerning behaviors that can lead to some of the tragedy that we hear and know and have experienced right in our own community regarding opioid use.
What do you hope comes out of this meeting on Wednesday?
We hope by bringing in many partners, support agencies, and people, local residents, community members and family members that have struggled with abuse or have suffered the loss or tragedy that comes with this opioid epidemic, that we're able to better inform our neighbors, better able to recognize the warning signs, and more importantly, better understand where to go to get help and support before tragedy would strike again.
The opioid epidemic with regards to the Tonawanda City School District and the surrounding community, how big of an issue is it? How concerned are you about it creeping into the schools?
Typically, our experience has been, you know, it's the age group of 22 to 30 that typically we've seen, you know, a significant level of concern and danger. So for us, as it relates to school students, it probably is more likely to affect people they live with at home or members of their family. As for the community members, unfortunately, we've had some recent tragic deaths that have really stunned our local community. And this is another way for us, again, to partner with these families and better raise awareness in our community. We have shared this meeting with our other local school districts in the area. We are optimistic that they too will join us in this evening. We will have childcare for residents and families that want to come and take part in listening to this meeting. We will be serving pizza in the cafeteria at 5:30, and the program starts at 6 p.m., which will include a bunch of giveaways from some of our supporters and partners. The program will include family members that have been impacted by opioid use and abuse. We will hear from some recovering addicts, and we will also have numerous supporting agencies here to share what they do and how they can better inform all of us on the dangers and concerns surrounding opioid abuse.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.